So on this week's Fresh Start Friday, we're going to dive into Spike Lee's comments on parenting, Web3 activities, and what does this all mean for people trying to deploy collaborative selling tactics. All right, let's get into it.
Over the years, over the decades, parents have killed more dreams than anybody. I'm going to repeat that. Parents have killed more dreams than anybody. And this is specifically when we come to the arts. Parents can understand why you go to med school, why you go to business school. But when it comes to the art, many parents have no understanding how to become an actor, a dancer, a writer, a poet, a painter. Whatever it is, in the arts, it's some type of mystical thing. And parents want the best for their children.
100%.
And they think in their wisdom, they could give the advice to their children who have nothing want to do with the traditional work thing. How parents might have took a second mortgage on the house and whatnot and done everything so you could go to a great undergrad school, and the bills and these student loans are crazy. And so there comes that parental pressure and also guilt knowing that what our parents have done. And many years later, these individuals who took their parents' advice and did not pursue what was in their heart end up many years later hating their parents 100%. Because they are stuck.
So that was a quick clip from the Gary Vee show with Spike Lee. And as you could tell, man, they were getting into it about parenting. Gary Vee was on the side with Spike Lee saying that, you know, parents can be some of the biggest dream killers out there, which I also agree that Spike is on to something. Man, I had a great upbringing, phenomenal family. And I, just to be honest, my parents never saw that gaming would become what gaming is today. When I was first getting into like having my Xbox and what's the other Cube one? I forgot the name of it. But anyway, when I was first getting into gaming and we did the Segas and all the rest of that, but Dream Chasers, that's the name of it, Dream Chasers. Whenever I had that little box going on for a while, no predictions, never tell me to get off that stuff, stop playing James Bond, 007 and all that, that it will become what it is today. I mean, think about it. Last year, like one of the top grossing gamers in the U.S. in 2021 cleared over, or I should say almost, 2.7 million. Like, that's real money from playing video games. But it was a joke coming up in the whole, like, 90s and, like, early 2000s up until it wasn't, right? Until they got sponsors and things became a real business. And now they have arenas and stadiums that, you know, tens of thousands of people go watch people play video games and are streaming by the hundreds of thousands, even millions, I would imagine, online. So now it's a real business model. And this brings me to today's conversation, because this is Web 2.0 stuff, right? That we're now just taking full advantage of the internet. Like, the internet and technology gives us everyone more access to everything, right? That's the beauty of it. And for this Fresh Start Friday, let's talk about what things could we possibly be acting like our parents about when it comes to gaming. Is it something that we're overlooking when it comes to what's happening with this Web 3.0 landscape? Because it is interesting. Like, I don't fully understand what's happening right now, nor do I feel like I have to. I don't feel like I need to get it all right now, but I don't want to put my head in the sand and say, because I can't do anything with it at the moment, then I'm out, right? Because there's things that are being deployed, like machine learning, AI, blockchain technology, NFTs that I'm still trying to get my arms around. I get these things in theory. I don't get the tactical ways that I can approach them. But one thing is for sure, and I want to be clear, I want to leave you guys with something that's positive on this Fresh Start Friday, not just scramble your brain and get you thinking about things that you can't do. So one thing that I'm realizing that's happening with technology is that, man, technology is getting faster, it's growing exponentially. That's a given. But us as humans can press into art more than ever. And I feel like the art is something that we will own for at least quite a long time. At some point, maybe the robots will learn the art form as well, and then it's over for us. But as of right now, pressing into being human is something that robots just can't do. And so when I say art, there's a business in art, right? Like the art of communication, the art of connecting with people. These are aspects of art and business whatever your roles are, and if you listen to this, you're probably into sales, you're probably into marketing. Like, there's an art form behind that, but beyond the science side of execution and how you guys are deploying whatever tactics that you're using at the current moment, there's an art form about how you go about going about doing it. There's an art form in having a certain tone and a pitch when you're on a call with somebody to let them know that, hey, I got your back here. So there's different ways for us to really look at doing or deploying the arts behind everything that we do. And art, and like Spike Lee said the best, man, is that the artists these days, man, are killing it. Like, never before are they making the type of money that they're making right now. And it's because the technology has given them more access to everything. So what do we do? What's the big takeaway for today? The biggest takeaway is this, that, man, we have a real opportunity to be more human than ever. I got a great conversation coming up with Andy Paul. We talked a lot about the basics and just being human. And I know it sounds silly, but, man, people act as if, you know, they lose themselves when they get into certain roles. I struggle with that for a while. You say you're in sales, and then you automatically got this idea of what a salesperson is. You go do that, right? Like, man, it feels like the most unnatural thing in the world. So doubling down on the art form of just being human and being real, I think it's something that is one of the lost arts of today, and something that I think that technology would not be able to touch us with, even in this Web 3.0 landscape. Man, I would love to get your thoughts on that. Love to get your opinions of where you think that this is going. And when I think about the art form of it, I want to be 100% clear. The place that I'm doubling down in is when I'm doing my sales strategy or my sales overall thesis these days is trying to collaborate. So I'm not here to sell anybody anything that they don't want to be sold, but instead I bring us together, try to sit on the same side of the table mindset wise, right? And we work through whatever they're trying to accomplish. And if my product or my solution is the best, boom, I'm your guy. If not, I know some people that could probably help you out because I know my landscape very well. And that's what that's how I view me being great at the art form of sales that I'm in right now, is really just being that guide. We always thought being a trusted guide, but now we have the opportunity to really do it because the access that we have to more information about the industry, knowing the right people to actually connect people with, all that is at our fingertips, and there's no real excuses. So what is your art form that you're pressing into in your business, whatever landscape you're in? And if you're a sales and marketer, man, collaborative type of selling is something that I wholeheartedly believe in. And if you're interested in learning more about that, I'll be talking more about that, of course. So please go over to joelemon.co. And man, I'm doing a whole newsletter about collaborative selling and really the process of building up an actual online community, because that's something that I'm also exploring. Because I think community and figuring out ways that we connect more based off common values and common things that we're all trying to accomplish is something that is really big to me. It's the reason why I started Nearsight Health, because I think there's a huge opportunity for that. But with that being said, man, hope you guys have an amazing holiday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. And I look forward to bringing more and more to you next week on the Fresh Thought Friday. I'm out.